I shall taste the essence of all these rasas, and in this way I shall favor all the devotees. Please repeat. I shall taste the essence of all these rasas, and in this way I shall favor all the devotees. There's no purport. So we'll look at the next verse. But then the chapter is really speaking on the confidential reasons for the Lord's appearance. And previous verses have been talking on that as well. And at the beginning there's there's a summary of why the Lord appears, in essence, the confidential reasons. Girat Swami, in his Nectar Devotion classes, speaks on this. And he says, with three thoughts in mind, Krishna descended as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And specifically he said, these are the internal reasons. The external reason, of course, was the propagation of the Yuga Dharma and the prayers of Advaitacharya. But he said, with three thoughts in mind, Krishna descends as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these are the internal reasons. And they're as follows. The first one is, the first thought in mind is, what is the love Radharani feels for Krishna? The second one, what is the sweetness of Krishna that Radharani feels? And thirdly, what is the ecstasy that she experiences in love for Krishna? These are three, a breakdown of the internal reasons. And these three are again given by Prabhupada at the beginning in a summary of the chapter, that these things are being discussed in detail. We'll look at the next verse, text 33. Vrajera nirmala raga shuni bhakta jana raga marga bhajayena chadi dharma karma. Then, by hearing about the pure love of the residents of Vraj, devotees will worship me on the path of spontaneous love.